The familiar scene of horses out training in Newmarket, the home of British racing, which has today been rocked by its biggest ever doping scandal. The Godolphin stable is considered by many to be Newmarket's most prestigious brand, but following spot tests by the British Horse Racing Authority, its trainer has admitted giving 11 horses steroids.
I was absolutely stunned when I heard the news that Mahmoud Al-Zarouni, 11 of his horses positive. I can understand, well, I can't understand one or two, but I can't understand 11. This is a guy who trains some of the best horses in the world, including one of the favourites for the 1,000 guineas, who now will not be allowed to run.
Owned by Sheikh Mohammed, ruler of Dubai, Godolphin is legendary. His horse trainer, Mahmoud Al-Zarouni, was celebrated in the industry. In March last year, his horse, Monterosso, won the world's richest race, the Dubai Cup. Now questions will be raised over his methods.
People are going to be raising question marks and pointing fingers at every single one of Al-Zarouni's big race victories. That's what happens, unfortunately, when these things go on. And, you know, it is absolutely crazy to risk being caught administering anabolic steroids to horses. I mean, it's just the one thing you do not do.
Suspicions were raised last year when two Godolphin horses, Mariner's Cross and Lyric of Light, tested positive for painkillers after racing.
Al-Zarouni was fined £1,000 for that breach, but 12 months later, the British Horse Racing Authority decided to do spot checks here at the stables. Of 45 horses, 11 tested positive for banned steroids.
What appears to be in this case, they're being given for performance enhancement, and that really means that they're used in training, during training, either as a paste given by mouth or tablets given by mouth or as an injection into the muscle. And that has the effect of enabling the horse to put on increased muscle mass and gain muscle strength during training.
But Al-Zarouni claims that because the horses were resting, not racing, he didn't realise he was in breach of the rules. One trainer says he can understand that.
I worked in America for a number of years as an assistant where you could use sort of steroids, sort of like stuff like for fillies and colts and all, just to pick them up and you could run them on them as well.
Trainer Al-Zarouni now faces a disciplinary inquiry and a possible life ban. Godolphin is conducting a review of its procedures. And on an otherwise glorious day, racing rides into another storm. Jason Farrell, Sky News.